Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Fagan Harris, who, in addition to being the first Rhodes Scholar we've had on the radio show, has recently founded Baltimore Core, which is a really interesting organization bringing outstanding young professional leaders to high social impact enterprises in our city. And I think that they're going to be off to a good start, and I'm really interested in hearing more about it.
David, thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about where the idea for Baltimore Core came from.
Sure. You know, when Wes Moore and I founded Baltimore Core about a year ago, we were very frustrated that there are this generation of outstanding leaders, both here in Baltimore and across the country, who had a real hunger to give back and to make a difference and to serve and to really live a life of purpose. This kind of millennial moment, if you will. And we thought as a city that Baltimore is a frontier of social change. It's a front line of social change. We've got some of the best nonprofit leaders, some of the best social enterprises, some of the best social entrepreneurs, innovators in the public sector. And we weren't making the case to a generation of change makers that Baltimore was the best place in the country to live and work. And we thought, you know, instead of belaboring our deficits as a city, instead of focusing on what's wrong, let's focus on what we're doing right. Let's focus on our assets. Let's organize around those assets. And all of these tremendous leaders who are doing tremendous work on the ground every single day, we should be making the case to a generation of leaders across the country that Baltimore is the best place to live and work, and it is the best place to live a career of social impact.
So your big kickoff is this fall. It's coming right up.
That's right. We're launching this week. We're welcoming our first class of Baltimore Core Fellows to Baltimore. Some of those individuals are coming as far away as Los Angeles to come here and live and work in Baltimore. And we couldn't be more excited.
Talk a little bit about their profiles.
Absolutely. You know, when we recruited our first class, we were really looking for folks who could jump on the treadmill at 8, if you will. We wanted folks who could come in and on day one add tremendous value to the organizations they're working with. All of our folks have tremendous experience. They have 5, 10, 15 years of experience. They're veteran organizers. They're veteran entrepreneurs. They're veteran administrators, program design specialists. A lot of them have their graduate education behind them, their MBAs, PhDs, JDs, MAs, MFAs, and they all have a huge passion and huge heart for Baltimore. And we're just tremendously lucky that they're willing to serve and make that impact.
And what's in it for them?
You know, it's funny. We asked our applicant pool why they applied, and the first one is real simple. We asked, and I think that's one of the big insights for a city like Baltimore. We ask people, hey, come to Baltimore. This is a great place to live and work. This is a frontier of social change. You can make a tremendous impact. The second is the prospect, I think, of working some of the best leaders in the country. You get to work with the Sarah Hemingers or the Joe Jones. I mean, these are just tremendous opportunities that young leaders want to be inspired when they work every day, and they want to work with people who are really at the cutting edge of their profession. So I think the prospect of working with an outstanding leader was a huge attraction for our applicants. And I think the last one was the guarantee of outstanding professional development and training. We don't just place and then say, see you later. We place and develop these fellows through the course of their placement so that they really achieve the impact that we want to see them achieve.
That's great. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about Baltimore Core for a long time because I think it's going to be very impactful on our city. And I'm grateful to you and Wes for the idea and putting it together. So thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.